to Madhouse, Coco Jumbo is a track that reminds you, Mr. President is the guy who sang it. We have our senator in studio already. Siasa too. Good morning. It is your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM, Capital of the Morning. My name is Makhpul Mohammed. Do let me know exactly what is happening on the roads. We'll try and keep every single person moving and grooving. And already we're being told we failed. We failed the fact that we don't have a DJ this particular morning. And we were used to it back in the days.
Yes.
Yeah? Hey, bro.
No. User feedback is important. First, let me greet all your listeners, all the Capital FM listeners. I know they know that I am a fan of this station.
Indeed.
So it's very good to see you back after many years. Yeah, and when you left, many of us had feelings about it.
We caught feelings about it.
You and Renee leaving and all the guest DJs leaving in the morning.
Exactly.
I have said it before. I told your colleague, Farouk. What's his name? Farid.
Yes.
Yes. I told him the last time I was here that I was very unhappy with that move. User feedback is important. as a listener, indeed. I am a stakeholder.
So you're fighting for the return of DJs in the morning.
DJs in the morning. Give us our music back, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But if we have DJs in the morning, then we won't have these discussions that we're having.
But the discussion is 1 hour. What about the rest of the time?
Yeah, but then again, they'll play
instead
the
of
same.
Just playing music. Yeah. Just put back the DJs the way they used to. It used to work. That's what I'm telling you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was the best commute in the morning.
That is feedback.
Correct.
Our producer is right here.
The producer is here, but he's looking at me like, Makhpul, in this country, we are used to this thing called public participation.
Yeah.
You give your views. The people are just looking at you like, Maliza.
Yeah. Maliza, love to endele.
Like, it is our.
Our senator for Nairobi County, Edwin Sifuna, is with us. Thank you so very much for making time.
Thank you. Thank you.
First
for
of all,
me.
How are you just, you know, he calls me and is like, I'm lost.
Yeah.
I'm expecting an entourage. First of all, there was no team, advanced team to come over.
Which entourage?
You're walking by yourself. There's no security.
Ay, my brother, wacha nikuambie. Hizo vitu watu wanajiwekeleanga.
Yeah?
Hauna security? Watu wanajiwekeleanga. No, like today is an easy Monday. First of all, it's my first time to this studio. I was used to the one at London.
In town, yes.
So when I got my friend Davis Ayega, the one
yes.
who is sports news.
Exactly.
He's the one who told me, just go to first floor, you'll find somebody waiting for you.
Yeah.
And this place has like 10 first floors.
It's a whole city.
There's 10 first floors. So I was walking around like some Luya lost in a mall somewhere. Yeah, but it's a nice place to be. It's my first time here.
Indeed.
And today is usually rest day for the office.
Exactly.
Because we have a very heavy agenda during the weekend.
Indeed.
Fridays, we do our oversight tours. We go to see the county projects.
Yes.
And that is where you have like a big entourage. You have a big team. You have advanced teams to go and, and do all those things.
Yeah.
Saturday, I was up county in Western. Mm-hmm. We had an MCA from a place called Lumakanda, which I'm sure you can't even point out on a map. Because when Mutu
Upper two rivers.
So I was there up country, and of course you would expect that team, the security, and the
indeed,
others.
Indeed.
And then on Sunday we had two churches. I was at.
I did see you went to church, and then you had a lot of activities.
Actually, did two churches yesterday. Yeah. We were at the Salvation Army Central Temple, the one at OTC there.
Indeed.
Then I went to Bahati, the PAG church there. They had a fundraiser as well.
Right.
Yeah. So in those sort of events and environments, you'd expect an advanced team.
Today
is a Monday.
Indeed.
I'll do this show, then go to the office, read mail, reply to people's emails.
Get
a ton of emails.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just see what is in the office. And then in the afternoon, I can just chill. So that's why you don't see
an advanced team and such like
it's
things.
It's not necessary. I'm coming to a friendly place.
Exactly.
I can see the way the producer is looking at me. Do I need to call my security?
Friendly is alerted.
You assure me that I am safe.
Indeed, indeed. Thanks. And you play a vital role, and we're going to get into it, especially in the recent past concerning the government.
Yeah.
But just to break it down, there's been a lot of misunderstanding or misinformation in terms of what the role of a senator is under the Constitution. Just break it down and tell us, what is the role of a senator?
So first you have to look at Parliament generally. What is the role of Parliament? Mm-hmm. Parliament has two houses. We have a bicameral Parliament. That means we have an upper house, a lower house, the Senate, and the National Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
the greatest role of members of parliament is representatives of the people. What that means is that all of us have views. We have things to say.
Exactly.
But the chamber can only host like 400 of us.
Right.
So that means somebody has to go on behalf of the others. And you speak on behalf of the people that you represent. Representation is the biggest role for a member of parliament. Mm-hmm. So as a senator, my job is to represent the people of Nairobi. Mm-hmm. I am not there to speak about my own issues, Makbul.
No.
I am there to speak for those people. If they were there, if it was you,
exactly.
If it was the mama from Mukuru, what yes. would she be saying?
Exactly.
So when some people see me with a sufuria on my head and they say, oh, this lawyer, how can a lawyer be putting a sufuria on the head? My job is to represent. That sufuria, I got it from my mama in Kibera.
Indeed.
She said, go and talk about this wunga. These sufurias are in our houses,
yeah.
but we have nothing to cook in them. Go with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So as a representative of the people, please make sure that the views, the issues of the people mm-hmm. get to the floor of the house, whether it is problems with land, whether it is problems, because we have Indeed. A lot of land grabbing going on in Nairobi.
Yeah.
Would you believe Tom Mboya, social hall in Makadara,
yes.
is gone? No. Somebody is taking back Visa Oshual Primary School because they're saying it's private property. And we have to find a new home for all those children in Visa Oshual Primary. So my job is yeah. to make sure that the public, the parliament,
indeed,
understands and takes these issues seriously. Mm-hmm. We have a major housing project in Nairobi. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the governor, when he was here, he explained to you the issue of urban regeneration.
Indeed.
We have 13 estates, mm-hmm. All city council estates that need to be redeveloped. And the people in those estates,
yeah.
They come to me and they make the same complaint I was making about your producer.
Indeed.
That nobody is listening to us.
They no say, participation.
Hey, that public participation. People Indeed. Have things to say. And
yeah.
the constitution requires that we listen to them.
Yeah.
So when they feel they are hitting a brick wall,
yeah.
they come to their senator, say, now you make sure we are unable to reach our governor. Can you grab him for us?
Right.
So I will go to the Senate and use the powers of the Senate to summon him.
Indeed.
And if you ask the leaders of those estates, they were present in the committee room, the Committee on Housing,
mm-hmm.
when Sakaja came and he answered their questions there.
Right.
So that they hear directly from him.
Exactly.
So for instance, my brothers in Jericho Lumumba,
Indeed.
They left that hall very heartbroken. Because they have been hanging on to this belief that those houses are theirs under some agreement with the Israeli government
yeah,
in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Sakaja came and told them point blank on their face that is an urban legend. It doesn't
oh,
exist.
No.
So while you talk up Wakilia.
But those people have been there for forever.
Yeah, but they heard from him. You see, that is now my
at
job.
At least.
So that representation is there.
Yeah.
You need to speak to the issues of the people. Then mm-hmm. there is oversight. Oversight means, as a senator, my primary role actually is to get resources for the county to be able to do its job.
Mm-hmm.
So we have many things that are devolved functions. We have healthcare. We need to have medicine in our
yeah.
hospitals.
Yeah.
We have roads to construct. We have
Indeed.
All those things, garbage to collect.
Yeah.
So all those things need money, Makbul.
Mm-hmm.
And my job on the floor of the Senate is to fight as much as possible for counties to get the highest possible allocation. So last year, there is a commission called the Commission on Revenue Allocation whose mm-hmm. singular job is to recommend how much money should go to the national government
Indeed.
And how much should go to the county government. So mm-hmm. they make recommendations to us as senators.
Indeed.
Last year, they recommended a figure of 407 billion shillings for devolution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately for me, I am in the minority
Indeed.
In the Senate.
Yeah.
I only have 16 votes, Makbul. You need 24 votes to be able to pass any legislation or any bill in the Senate.
Right.
Because these 16 votes are the directly elected senators.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are from ODM and Wiper.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, the CRA recommends 407, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the National Treasury and Rigiji say, no, we are only going to give you 385. So when the matter comes to the floor, those are the choices before the Senate. Sindio,
right.
The senators in the majority, because they listen to Rigiji
uh-huh.
and to Ruto, they vote for the lower figure. So
right.
me and my 16, we vote for 407.
Right.
They and their 25 and 26 vote for 385
exactly.
because they are doing what their boss told them.
Right.
Out of that vote, Nairobi lost almost 1.5 billion shillings. Now, there is another opportunity this year, right? Because the Division of Revenue Act is brought before Senate every year.
Right.
This year, our own Committee on Finance, because the governors want 450 billion, the Rigijis of this world are saying
right.
we're only going to give you 395,
Indeed.
An addition of 10 billion only from last year's allocation.
Right.
Our Committee on Finance is saying 415 billion. Now, As a senator for Nairobi, I know that we need money. When I do my oversight, last Friday, I was at Joseph Kang'ethe grounds in Woodley.
Yes.
Where we're supposed to be putting up a stadium that looks like the Dandora Stadium in Dandora.
Yeah.
You saw when Chapadimba was happening there. People were like, this is a nice facility.
Exactly.
We have 4 of those projects ongoing, and all of them have stalled. City Stadium is closed right now. The contractor is not there.
Yes.
Yeah, so I know that we need money.
Mm-hmm.
We have stalled projects for construction of hospitals at Mutuini Sub-County Hospital. It is a level 5 hospital there in Dagoretti South.
Right.
If you go to Mama Lucy Hospital, there is a new wing that is also stalled. Yeah,
indeed.
All these things need money. If you go to Mbagathi, there's a new wing that is stalled.
Right.
So when I go to argue for resources, that's where I start. I make the case for why Nairobi needs more money, right?
Exactly.
So I can assure the people of Nairobi
that
when it comes to voting, Sifuna will vote for 415 billion shillings.
Yeah.
The recommendation from our finance committee.
Yeah.
Now, I cannot assure the people of Nairobi again that we will get the 415 because I am in the minority.
So is this role as a senator being effectively executed under this regime then?
At least for me, I am doing my job.
Right.
Because you have asked me the job of a senator.
Yeah.
And the people of Nairobi can judge whether I am their representative.
Yeah.
Do I get their voices heard? Their issues, do I get them to the tables where those issues need to be gotten to? Number two, I was explaining on the question of resources and oversight. Once I get that money, like last year we had an additional only 1 billion shillings to the money that comes to Nairobi. And I was with the governor in City Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
He made a public announcement that he's going to put 500 million shillings in the renovation of City Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So as the role of oversight, after I've gotten the money, I have to follow it to see that it
exactly.
is actually working.
Yeah.
So that is why you see me going to City Stadium
right.
and asking, bro, what happened?
No.
You told us you're putting 500 million into this facility. Mm-hmm. I am sure I got you an extra 1 billion.
Yeah.
Why is work not going on? That is a job of oversight.
Right.
The last job is legislation. Legislation means bringing meaningful and impactful laws to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to legislation, my policy is this. Legislation is not a question of quantity. You can propose 100 bills and pass them,
mm-hmm.
but the impact to the people's lives is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So currently for me, I have taken time. They usually say, if you want to proffer a proper, a workable solution,
mm-hmm.
have a profound understanding of the problem first.
Indeed.
When they say if you are given an hour to cut down a tree,
yeah.
take 50 minutes sharpening the axe, they know what they are talking about.
Exactly.
So it is not a rush to gather and say, oh, I have 20 bills I've sponsored. No.
Right.
So I'm working on 3 bills currently.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, because I'm a member of the Energy Committee, we had this discussion around the cost of electricity. And we went down that rabbit hole and found what the problem is. Because if you look at electricity, bill ya stima imepanda almost 66%.
Exactly.
Token yenye ulikuwa unanunua, ukinunua token ya 100 bob kama hustler.
Mm.
51 shillings out of 100 zinaenda kwa taxes, bro.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
Unapata token tatu, wezi pasi hata shati. Unapasi long side moja. You can only eye on one side. I love your token imeisha. I'm telling you, these are the real issues.
Exactly. Yeah,
the jokes. So we have an amendment bill to try and bring some transparency into the billing system at KPLC, into how which power they purchase. So we have a guy called a dispatcher at KPLC.
Mm-hmm.
He has sight of all the generation plants in the country. And some plants are very expensive, some are not.
Right.
So for instance, the most expensive ones are the ones that use thermal power, like they use diesel, heavy fuel oil, to produce electricity. It's very expensive because, you know, when the price of fuel goes up, it affects the price of electricity. But then you have cheaper solutions like wind and like Turkana Wind Power. They have closed their contract, their power purchase agreement,
mm-hmm.
that if we hit a certain threshold of uptake, we get a 50% discount.
Mm-hmm.
But it has never been hit. Why? Because preference is given to these more expensive sources of power.
Right.
So if you look at the amendment bill that I'm sponsoring, it tries to address some of those things. Then I have an amendment to the Sports Act
mm-hmm.
that we want to ring fence a certain percentage of money that we send to the counties
mm-hmm.
to support county sports associations. So for me, like as a senator of Nairobi,
mm-hmm.
I am tired every time these county teams have a tournament somewhere, like
right.
the boxing association.
Yeah.
They'll come to my office saying, oh, Sifuna, we need to travel to Vihiga. We have no money for transport.
Yeah.
We can't pay referees, venues for trainings. It's a lot of things.
Right.
So we want 1% of the money that we send to Sakaja. from the Senate. Indeed. 1% of 20 billion is mm-hmm. not little money.
It's a lot of money.
So we give our sports associations money to just run the basic things. Finally, there is a bill we're working on, co-sponsored by my brother, the Member of Parliament for Madare, in the National Assembly. Mm-hmm. It's called Anthony Oluoch, mm-hmm. on recognition of these informal schools. Now,
we were just talking about it earlier, yes, actually, today.
Yes, upgrade mm-hmm. schools. Now, Nairobi has maybe 200 public primary schools. Mm. Would you believe, Makbul, that they take up only 30% of the school-going children in Nairobi?
Wow.
Because there's simply no space.
Exactly.
And there are entire wards. Wow. We have 85 wards. There are about 10 wards in Nairobi mm-hmm. that don't have a single public primary school. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem there is that if you look at the rules under the Education Act for registration of schools, mm-hmm. they have some requirements that are just impossible in certain areas in Nairobi.
Exactly.
So if you are saying to register a school, you need to be on a 1 acre plot.
That is exactly what we're talking about.
This is what we're saying. There is simply no space in Mabatini.
Indeed.
Or in Kibrala, in Isaba, or anywhere else for you to build such a school.
Exactly.
So if you go to our public primary schools, I was at Toi, I was at BD Primary School.
Yeah.
Classrooms are full. So what we need to do is we need to have a regime, a law, that allows recognition of these informal schools so that they can also benefit from capitation, which means money from the ministry for development and for infrastructure.
Even recognition when it comes to exams.
Even for exams and all the other things.
Yeah.
And this brings me to my other beef with the county.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that these schools are not recognized, then you have a major project such as the school feeding program. This full school feeding program takes up almost 10% of the money that we sent as Senate to the county government.
Indeed.
Because if you are saying last year, under the equitable share, Nairobi received 20 billion. Then Sakaja takes 1.8 billion, mm-hmm. which is almost 10% of the total amount, and puts it in one project. That's a major project.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is this, Makbul. That program does not extend to the informal schools, which is carrying 70% of the students in Nairobi.
Right.
There is where the problem is. If you are saying you're going to feed school-going children, and 70% of them are not in the public primary schools, and you're saying the feeding program is only in the public primary schools, it is open and obvious discrimination.
But he said I had him here a couple of weeks ago, and he actually said that it's part of the inclusion.
Now, that's the problem I have with these UDA people.
Yeah.
Because they say things, but they don't do them. Do you know the first time Sakaja said he was going to extend that project to the informal schools?
Mm-hmm.
When did he first say it? Mm-hmm. That day you saw him crying on TV that he was feeling very bad about those students not eating.
Yes.
Since those days, his tears have dried. Bro, what is preventing you from extending this program? And you see, there's a clear distinction between UDA politicians and ODM politicians.
Right.
A similar program is run by Governor Abdul Swamad of Mombasa. The alternative schools, the informal schools, are part of the school feeding program because these are all our children.
Exactly.
It's a basic concept. The money that comes to Nairobi is from all our taxes.
Right.
Even the teachers, the parents of the students in the informal schools, they also pay taxes.
Right.
So if you take all of our tax, then you apply it only to a few people, it is called discrimination. Classic example.
Right.
Yeah. And the problem is, these students in the informal schools, see, awajakata kwenda BD primary.
Exactly.
Lakini BD primary imejaa, if you go there, by
exactly.
friend, ukiangalia classrooms zile imejazana.
Yeah.
They are saying they cannot take any more students.
True.
Unaona?
Na wana, hiyo fees pia ngumu.
Hiyo fees
ni kidogo.
Hiyo kidogo ni ngumu. So what we want to do is to make sure that all the resources benefit all of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I am walking around Nairobi, my job is to be able to, because if I sit at my office in KICC, then you are telling, I see him at a groundbreaking. They're building a new stadium, you called Talanta.
Yeah.
Boss, umeenda kubu groundbreak Talanta. Unatuambia siju utaeka statue ya nani siju wapi. Na iyo yako city stadium iyo, imesimama.
Right.
Imekwama. Na tulikupatia pesa. Nikienda Joseph Kangethe, hakuna kitu inaendelea.
Right.
Nikienda Kihumbuini ya Westlands, nothing is going on there.
We have the senator with us of Nairobi County, and then Unia is here telling me about New Liverpool and Manchester United. Can let me prosper. Just like the same way you're saying that the government won't let you prosper.
No, they will not allow you.
They're saying, actually came out and said you're being overworked.
Yeah, actually, as a member of the opposition, I am overworked. You wake up every day, these guys have conjured up some other thing that you need to fight them over. Baka, you're like, so you just give us a break, just a week, where you just do good by the people. Yeah, you can see the headlines today. I can see they're saying KRA noose is tightening on hustlers.
Exactly.
These are the same people who are singing for us. saying that they are going to be part of this government. The government has reached them.
The people are complaining. A lot of people are complaining, and sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the in the euphoria of the noise and exactly what people are saying.
Yes,
like the recent complaints about, you know, Nyayo House, the passports and whatnot. Yeah. Those are small issues that shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be dwelling on, so to speak.
Yeah.
What's the Senate approach to some of these problems?
Yeah, as I told you, our jobs is to represent people. So it is to speak about these issues in a manner that even if we don't win the argument at the end, I think many Kenyans appreciate the position that I find myself in, the position that the opposition finds themselves in. I start my meetings, I go to stakeholders' meetings, they've called me, like this gentleman from the Upbeat Schools. And the first observation I always tell them is, if I look around the room, the people that you have invited the choir. You're preaching to the choir.
Indeed.
You're preaching to the converted.
You understand.
Sifuna does not need to be convinced that counties need more money. Sifuna does not need to be convinced that additional taxes on all these people with payslips. You know, like having a payslip right now in this country is like a crime.
It is.
You see the way Kimani Ichung'wah is talking.
Yeah.
And he doesn't understand. You need context. Your average teacher, your average policeman, if you look at the deductions on that payslip, it has become unbearable. And some of them are already earning negative salaries. Yeah. And then you want to tell them that we know that you can bear more. You're just pretending. You don't like other people to get jobs. You don't want other people to also get houses. You are on a mortgage. Only 1% of Kenyans are on mortgages, my brother, because it is difficult to afford these things. So when you tell people, our take really is, people know that Sifuna will speak about these things, but they also understand that whereas I put up a fight, I am up against it in the Senate. As I told you, I need 24 votes. I simply don't have those votes.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give you the classic example. You've had Yunia in her briefs telling you that the president is going to sign into law the housing bill today.
Yes.
Now, Makbul, we really tried to represent the workers of this country at the Senate. When the bill came, we in the minority proposed certain common sense amendments. And we started even with the Social Health Insurance Fund. I am the one who moved amendments to the Social Insurance Fund to put a capping. At that particular time, the CS of Health, Nahumicha, was lying to the country that during the manufacturing or the process of coming up with the regulations, they would cap the deductions at 5,000. If you remember very clearly.
Yeah.
And akakuja karuka wananchi tu hivo kiyesu kipetero. You know?
Yeah.
Because for me, I said, you cannot leave these things to the benevolence of Susan Nahumicha. What you do as a legislator is to bring, let the law be clear that yes, the percentage is 1.5, but if it reaches 5,000, that is the capping, so that people can still have something to take home when their salaries come. Even in the housing levy, they have proposed 2.75% to be deducted, and they're deducting it on the gross salary, and there is no capping. I am telling you, my brother, by the end of this regime, we will be better off being paid our taxes and they take the salary.
Yeah.
Other than the other way around, because the taxes are more than the salaries.
Right.
People are earning negative.
Right.
So we brought amendments, including introduction of a capping to the housing levy.
Indeed.
I brought the senator for Nyamira, Senator Okong'o Omogeni, who's a member of the minority, brought very common sense amendments. Like if somebody has been diagnosed with cancer, you know how expensive it is to maintain a cancer patient.
Totally.
Can we let that person focus on their medication? If somebody has attained the age of retirement, amebakisha kama 3 years to statutory retirement, why would you start deducting that person a house? He will never be able to make the payments necessary to earn that house, you know? So all those amendments, we brought them in good faith as representatives of the people, because this is what people are telling us. As Sifuna, because my salary is public, they can deduct all the money they want.
I can
actually take those deductions.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
Exactly.
So I am not saying these things for myself. As I have said, I represent those people the people who work here at Capital, right. The people who have salaries here,
right.
Who will never have an opportunity to speak before the Senate,
right.
You know? So when I say those things, and then Ruto goes to a rally and says, yeah. Hey, uyu sivuna ako na mortgage, yeye ako sawa, yeah. Ataki we upate nyumba. My salary can take it. Right. My salary can take this.
So you're not opposed to the idea of deduction, you're just opposed to the idea of...
I am actually opposed to the idea of deductions.
Mm-hmm.
But when I speak, I am not speaking for myself. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
My personal circumstances notwithstanding. If it
right.
is possible for my salary to take it, can I speak for the teachers?
Exactly.
Can I speak to the for the police officers?
Yeah.
Can I speak for the Kanjo workers? Can I speak for your producer who has refused to bring back the DJs? Can I speak for him? Because I know he's not happy.
Yeah.
He's not happy. If you look at his basically.
But Senator, the president has you know, some of these things that he had said he wants to do. He has projects that he needs to achieve.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We have a 4 trillion budget that we need to achieve.
Yes.
Where is that money coming from?
Now, the problem is this. There is an optimum level of taxation that can actually allow you to achieve what you are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But if you exceed that, and we warned them, and the data is showing, Makbul, that mm-hmm. it has had a negative effect. Overtaxation at some point even results in reduction of the revenues you're collecting. I'll give you the classic example.
Right.
If you look at the data on collection of taxes from fuel, do you know it has gone down significantly? Because the more the price of fuel goes up, because of those taxes, they introduced another 8% on VAT and pushed the total tax to 16%. KRA reported a reduction in the taxes that are being collected from fuel. Speak to your friends at EABL. Na join mutu wa shere. Wakupatie spreadsheet, wakuambie, sales medip kwa sababu ya taxation yenye imeinkriziwa kwa pombe.
Indeed.
Kama mtu alikuwa anapiga shere na chupa sita, sasa pesa yake amepunguza imefika tatu. Unakunywa tatu unaenda kulala.
Right.
These things have a ripple effect. And then exactly. The last and most important thing is that the cumulative number of taxes have a negative effect on people.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't look at the 2.7% tax in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna hiyo 2.75 ya housing, kuna SHIF imeinkrisiwa 1.75, mm-hmm. kuna VAT imepandishwa, all sorts of things
yeah.
zimepandishwa. In cumulatively, when you put them on one person's payslip,
yeah.
it becomes an
it's too much.
It's too much. That's the point that we're making.
It's too much.
Number two, even these programs that he says that he wanted to achieve,
no.
housing is not an original idea of Ruto.
Mm.
It's not his original idea. It's not mm-hmm. something he can patent.
Mm-hmm.
No. Uhuru Kenyatta was doing houses in Nairobi. Pangani is almost nearing completion. Pangani was done initiated by Uhuru Kenyatta mm-hmm. without introducing the housing levy. There's a program going on in Mukuru Kwanjenga where the president likes to go and take photos. In fact, I'm sure this week he will be in Mukuru to take photos and say, oh, this is the housing. That program was started by Uhuru Kenyatta. Those houses are almost complete.
Right.
No levy was introduced. There is another one going on in Langata at, it's called Soweto B.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you, these programs, these projects were initiated without us ever having introduced a levy.
Right.
We had the slum upgrading project that was introduced by Kibaki and Raila.
Yeah.
Those decanting sites that were being built so that we remove people from land and free the land and we construct others.
Yeah.
Which levy were you paying, my brother?
Mm.
Because the taxes that we pay, the taxes we already pay, the VAT we pay on everything we consume,
right.
Your payee that you pay,
right.
if it is utilized properly, it is enough for him to run these programs without additional taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that the way that our expenditure is managed,
yeah.
if you don't cut expenditure and you're only raising the revenue side,
yeah.
you are actually doing a great disservice to people. So
right.
the best example is, you are increasing all these taxes under the guise of building houses. Then you go and remodel State House at 4 billion. What was wrong with the State House the way it was?
Mm.
You are going to refurbish Rigiji's house, the deputy president's official residence,
mm-hmm.
at a price higher than the amount it cost to build the thing.
Right.
My friend, when you see the deputy president's office advertising tenders for seafood,
there's a problem.
You're a public servant. Why are you eating seafood on our tab? Hata sisi wenyewe hatukulangi hiyo seafood na pesa yetu. Wewe unachukua tax afu unaenda kukula. Makbul, that is where the problem is.
Exactly.
Look at the foreign travel of these guys.
Right.
Yeah. Look at
the foreign travel. So we're talking about management. It's not
yes.
necessarily the collection, it's a management.
Yes. So when you ask me, where is this money supposed to come from?
Yeah.
I can point to you line by line in our budget where that money would come from. You don't need to spend $4 billion to refurbish State House. There was nothing wrong with State House.
Mm.
And he's building a pavilion, Siju, a grand place where he can receive visitors and look stately.
Mm-hmm.
And then kuna place ya bash hapo, Siju. But my friends, tukue serious man. So if you ask him, hiyo pesa yenye ametumia huko yote, if he had put it into housing without taxing us, you know, look at the spending trends on travel, you know. So we are saying you can still achieve your programs, but you don't need to overburden people. And by the way, if you grow the economy, if people have more money on in their pockets, if you have created opportunities, if you have, you see, like in the US, I like the US system because every month the government reports to the public how many jobs have been created.
Right.
So how many jobs has Ruto created?
Right. Well, last in terms of the affordable housing.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, tell me in that affordable house.
There's about a million jobs have that you are seen supposed to come up.
Have you seen in which sites? Which sites?
Right.
Because you should be able to tell me. Mm-hmm. Because this levy, the affordable housing levy, mm-hmm. was stopped. The collection was stopped mm-hmm. by the courts. So there is no housing project that is going on that is utilizing this levy. Mm-hmm. He's signing the bill today. The collections need to start so that he puts that money into a project.
Right.
There is no project that has been started by this government using that levy. So which jobs is he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The people at those construction sites in Pangani, the ones I've mentioned,
indeed.
Those are people who are there. And these are temporary jobs. After the construction is done, where are they? What you need to do, if you look at the reporting of jobs in the US, mm-hmm. they will tell you about trends in manufacturing. They will tell you, because you see, if you put one industry, an industry like Mumia Sugar, how many jobs was Mumia Sugar creating directly and indirectly?
Mm-hmm.
There are entire towns that grew up because of Mumia Sugar. But policy, government policy is what informs investment. If the cost of production is high because you have put levies and taxes even on employers, mm-hmm. the FKE is telling you that because you have increased, these deductions come from both the employer and the employee. Somebody looks at his margins and says, if I have two presenters at Capital FM,
right.
and my cost has gone up because I need to pay SHIF for them and NHIF for them and for the others, I would rather have one presenter. That is how decisions are made by investors on where to put their money. If your capital tax is high, if the cost of production in your country is high, the cost of electricity, you have done nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is going to put an industry here. If you have an investor looking to put up a clinker plant,
mm-hmm.
a plant producing cement,
mm-hmm.
and they look at the cost of electricity in Egypt or in Tanzania,
yeah.
and they compare it with Kenya, where do you think that project is going to go?
Right.
So the jobs he's supposed to tell you he has created, he should be able to say, because of this tax regime that we introduce, mm-hmm. we have attracted three manufacturers. BMW is seeking to put up a plant in Lumakanda to assemble, and they have created but X number of jobs.
Actually, speaking on that, the corporate tax is being reduced, isn't it?
Where?
Here.
Show me.
Is it 25%?
Where? My friend, there is no reduction in corporate tax. In fact, if you speak to the corporates themselves,
right.
they will tell you that the business environment has gone high. I wish I came with a document from CBK.
Mm-hmm.
CBK did a survey in January of employers.
Right.
And sentiments generally about the economy and if they are looking for the sort of projections they have, are they going to hire more people? Over 50%, almost 47% said they are looking to even reduce their workforce. Because of the high taxation, because of the bad government policies that have been put in place. So nobody is creating jobs. FKE themselves last year told us, they are the employers. Forget what Ruto is telling you.
Yeah.
Federation of Kenyan Employers said we lost 700,000 jobs last year. So when he's telling you he created jobs in housing, you need to take us and show us.
And show
these
us.
Are the people who are being paid from the housing levy. He's lying.
The senator is with us. For Nairobi, and in fact, you've been told, by the way, I've been seeing the rumor mill over here, you can't have UDA members in the same interview.
Personally, me, I don't. You know, I need to clear this notion.
Yeah.
I don't go on shows to fight my colleagues or to paint them in bad light.
Yeah.
You go to shows to just have a conversation. It is not about me.
Yeah.
And the truth is objective. There is an objective truth.
Right.
And even if you, I have a lot of respect for my colleagues. Even if you talk to them, you will hear them tell you, Sifuna has said, I have said this to them personally, that I understand that our politics is what mars people's vision of things.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes, you know what the truth is. When those cameras go off, by the way, do you know those people speak like I do? I'm telling you the truth.
Exactly.
I have said it. Khalwale is a very good man. If you switch off that mic and the cameras,
right,
he will tell you, Sifuna, this is a bad thing. My people don't want this thing.
Yeah.
But he is the whip of the majority in the Senate.
Exactly.
He has to defend the policies that have been put in place.
Act accordingly.
And so I have to say this. I have a lot of respect for all my colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I don't send myself to shows, you can, you know, you should also be one to tetea me.
Yeah.
You are the ones who call me
exactly
to these shows. And
exactly,
you can call anyone.
Yeah.
Everyone is, these things are available
for
you.
We always have a right of reply.
Sakaja was here,
yes,
and now today you have called me. You can
indeed
call any of those people.
Indeed.
And when you come here, you come to engage with the issues.
Mm-hmm.
On this question of housing, for instance,
mm-hmm,
let them put their case forward and I put my case forward. Mm-hmm. It is not my intention to humiliate people on TV. No, mm-hmm, I don't go there to do those things. And I never ask the media stations who's coming on the other side.
No.
Because I don't come to debate people.
Exactly.
I come to debate the issues. So if the feeling is that maybe Sifuna is hogging this space,
yeah,
that space is available for all
everyone,
voices, everyone in this country.
And we have a right of reply right here at your best
correct
music. Please,
correct,
if you feel like you need to come and say something, please.
In fact, the best
open,
the best right of reply is
yeah
to have that person seated here.
Right.
Hey, akaya hapa aseme alafu pia mimi.
Lakini utawa challenge sasa hata itakuwa story nyingine.
Sasa hiyo ndio shida.
Capital FM. Capital in the morning with McPaul. Let me know exactly what is happening on the roads. We'll try and keep every single person moving in this lovely city of ours, and of course beyond as well. Whatever is happening, you can keep us informed. And of course, for questions, queries, 0701984984. We're going to be getting into the questions real quick and putting some of your queries to our senator. As people are writing in, my good friend today saying, I haven't enjoyed a morning interview this much in a while. And it's not about enjoying only. It's about serious discussions that we are having. As much as our senator is quite entertaining. Now, there's something that has been bugging Kenyans for a while. And this discussion about SHIF, NHIF. NHIF
yeah
has been there for 60 years
yeah
plus. What was wrong with it that we needed to change it?
Well, personally, I don't know. But first, let me say something about what you are listener is saying there.
Mm-hmm.
I have also not enjoyed the morning show as much as I'm enjoying myself.
Thank
your listeners cannot tell, but the
yeah
sound here is really nice.
Right.
And if we had a DJ, listen, he would be able to take requests. Like, I have a request. Nataka nicheze vijana barubaru.
So I can play you.
It's you.
Yeah, so I can play you from here.
I don't even know feeding that music from here. So, niweke hiyo kadansi.
Barubaru.
Hiyo ngomo. Na hiyo sound yenu hapa, I'm sure I will enjoy myself.
Itashika. What song again?
Vijana Kadansi.
Kaleka Dance. Sawa.
Wako sawa vijana.
Sawa.
So, let's get into the serious question that you asked me. On the Social Health Insurance Fund.
Exactly.
I think the arguments that I've heard from government is that there was a lot of corruption, that medical facilities were colluding with NHIF
mm-hmm
to pay fictitious claims, and to a certain extent, there was some truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, an overhaul of the name of the institution and just introducing or higher levies and so on and so forth will not change the culture. We have a big problem in our country where people use the positions that they are in to enrich themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It is a
mm-hmm
cultural problem.
Mm-hmm.
I am not very sure that the question of fictitious claims will end.
Right.
Now, number two, on the question of increasing the charges, I am convinced. I don't have a problem with the argument that those of us who are endowed with a little bit more
yeah
should pay a bit
contribute
more.
Yeah,
we should contribute a bit more, but it has to be graduated. The fact that we earn more doesn't mean that we have more to be taxed upon. Because you see, the way that people progress in life,
mm-hmm,
you get your first job. For instance, my first job, I used to be paid 40K a month gross.
Mm-hmm.
But before that 40K, I was a hustler.
Exactly.
So I was staying in an SQ in South B, paying 6K a month. When I get the 40K salary, I move to a two-bedroom in Roysambu. So my life changes. It's not to mean that because I have this money,
you can more
just
out
take
of my
more
pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These levies are so many.
Yeah.
I've even confused the percentages of housing. I don't know which one is 2.7. I don't know which one is 1.5. They are just, these percentages are just too many.
Indeed.
So that argument that those of us who are a bit better off need to pay a bit more is understood. But when the bill came to the House, we had certain proposals to make because we live in very interesting times. We have had our brothers in Kenya Kwanza, especially the deputy president, saying that the current environment, the current government has shareholders, you know. So one of the amendments that I brought, because this is my work as a representative, there are people who work in NHIF who came to me and told me, Sifuna, they have put a requirement that all of us have to reapply for our jobs when this new act comes in place. And we fear, because we hear people like Rigiji saying, if you have no shares in this government, then you have you can't ask us for anything. And they are fearing that their jobs will be lost and they will be replaced by those who have shares. Because we live in a very tribal society. You saw the report that came out on KRA, on the hiring in KRA. It is not something that is far-fetched for us to throw some protection around the people in NHIF. So I brought an amendment to the floor of the House saying, let the current people in NHIF continue even with the new regime in place. But that amendment was defeated on the floor because I am telling you there are vested interests there. You will hear a lot of crying from NHIF. People will be fired for mundane reasons so that the people who are politically correct can be hired.
Right.
So all of these things, Makbul, we have very serious concerns as a country. We have a fabric of society that is shredded. In fact, it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
We have lost... there's something we have lost.
Someone said it feels like we've gone back to the 90s.
It is even worse than the 90s. This thing whereby for as long as we umepata, nobody, you don't care about anybody else.
Individualism.
It is just too much. And you see, like the question of the impeachment of a deputy governor of Kisii.
Yes.
Do you know it turned on one thing only? That a guy, because he's a deputy governor, he has access and power. He is able to influence a hiring process. He goes to somebody and tells him, if you want me to help you, give me 800,000. And this thing is happening all over the country. And it is very heartbreaking. You see a poor family selling everything they own because they have to bribe their way for a guy to be employed as a police officer so that they can be sent to Haiti to be shot dead. It is very sad.
It's ridiculous.
Somebody selling all the only family cow that they milk to sell the milk has to be sold so that you pay money to get into the Kenya Defense Forces. So when that matter came to the floor of the Senate, of course that guy was going to go home because we have to put down a marker and say this is not something that we can condone happening in our country. So if we don't resolve all of these things, Makbul, we are staring at a society where this country is broken, badly, badly broken.
Exactly.
You see, somebody was telling me a story, a friend was telling me a story about some person who was having these suicidal thoughts and they decided for some reason to share it on social media, saying, me, I've reached the end of the rope.
Exactly.
Really, if you see the comments, the things people are telling, bro, jinyonge, wacha kutumalizia time.
No.
They are there. I'm telling you, people have been desensitized so much. Like, we are, our
society, don't care.
That's what I'm telling you. We don't care. So that even now, people will look at everything that I say from the blinkers of politics. It doesn't matter how brilliant an idea I have. People will ask, is it from Sifuna?
Wachana na.
Wacha huyo mtu, huyo ni ngombe ya Raila. Huyo ni ngombe ya Raila, huyo ni mtu ya upinzani, hakuna kitu mzuri anaweza kusema. You know, it is very frustrating. So
and
when
these
people
are
tell,
are affecting everyday people.
I'm telling you, you know, one of the things we concluded as leaders of the opposition, there is a section of Kenyans who hate us more than they love themselves. They hate Raila more than they love themselves. You know, self-interest is the last thing that preserves you. I don't know how I can explain this. If you see somebody voting against their own self-interest, it's like if they tell you, Makbul, today, go and kill your mother because the party leader has said. Some people are willing to do it against their own self-interest. I am waiting. You see me, I watch a lot of movies and TV.
Right.
There's something called plot twist.
Yes.
Hey, right now, everybody is in our ears as opposition leaders crying, oh, these taxes are killing us. My business has closed. These government policies are finishing us. But when the ballot is presented before them,
plot twist.
I am telling you, it is Game of Thrones season 3 episode 10, Red Wedding. We are just in shock. We're like, what happened to these characters? What is
exactly.
wrong?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I hear Kenyans talking, and my expectation is, unless there is like a nationwide outbreak of Stockholm syndrome, where somehow you are starting to have feelings for your tormentors, really the election for 2027 should be clear for everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you are all crying. What happens to you when we give you the ballot paper and we tell you politicians are not the same?
Yeah.
This thing where people tell you political parties are the same, leaders are all the same, politicians, we are not the same. The way we've been brought up, Makbul, the schools you attended, the socialization, the beating that your mother gave you, in what quantities were you beaten? It shapes who you are.
Exactly.
And there are people who are more inclined to certain things than others because of culture.
True.
Where I come from, where I come from, you can't steal someone's chicken and be celebrated as a hero.
No.
But there are communities where you are celebrated as a hero depending on how many cows you have ever stolen.
Right.
It's culture. So there are people who are inclined because of their environment of upbringing to certain things. It is easier for bad people. It is easier for good people to turn bad than for bad people to turn good.
Now, let's change tact for a second. We've spoken about the greater country, the greater good, taxes and all.
Yes.
Let's come back to Nairobi.
Yes.
Right? We had our good brother, the governor here, a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Speaking about the state of Nairobi.
Yes.
Right? In terms of housing, infrastructure.
Yes.
Nairobi is developing every single day.
Yeah.
The statistics say that as during the day, we have 5 million people in Nairobi.
Yes.
At night, we have 4 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What is the Senate doing in terms of making sure that we go back into the notion of the green city in the sun? Because right now,
yes,
it is not.
Now, the problem that your question poses is that it presupposes that Senate has a role to play
in
greening the city.
Right.
My role is to get governor money so that he can be able to do what he's required to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I got him money, an extra 1 billion shillings. Why can't he go to Umoja Inaco and collect the rubbish that is there? It has piled up so much, it has reached the power lines. What does the senator need to do for him to collect garbage?
Mm-hmm.
He is the person with the resources. I saw him a few months ago. He had spent a lot of money buying some garbage collection trucks. Why can those trucks go and collect garbage?
Indeed.
If you go to Kawangware, there is an entire section of a road that has been blocked because of garbage. My brother, that is his job. You cannot expect Senator Sifuna to go around Nairobi planting trees.
Mm-hmm.
On these approvals, people are crying in areas like Kilimani and Kileleshwa.
Yeah.
There is a building code. If somebody comes and applies to build, if this area is supposed to be 12 floors maximum,
mm-hmm.
and somebody comes and says he wants to build 21 floors, whose responsibility is it to deny that person a construction permit?
Mm-hmm.
It is the governor's responsibility. It's not the senator, because those applications don't come to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I was the governor of Nairobi, you would not be hearing those things happening, because I'm telling you, my brother,
mm-hmm.
one of the things I am free from,
yeah.
I am free from influence. Mm-hmm. Yes. There is no other explanation why, if a building code says here we only can go up to a maximum of 12 floors,
right.
if you see a building that has 30 floors, there is no other explanation other than the people responsible for approvals being corrupted.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, housing. We understand that Nairobi is growing. Now, my biggest problem is, let me go back to this discussion on the housing levy.
Indeed.
Nairobi City County is undertaking the biggest housing construction project. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the credit you will give to Sakaja is that he did not introduce any new levy for the construction, because he adopted a model called the public-private partnership. We are redeveloping the 13 old city council estate under PPP model.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem I have with the PPP model is not that I don't want houses to be built, or that land does not belong to the counties. We are saying,
mm-hmm.
listen to the residents of that area. Because as a member of the housing committee in the Senate, I interacted with a similar project in Mombasa, the Buxton project. And I'm telling you, Makbul,
right.
the people of Mombasa in Buxton were sold a lie. Because the guys living in those estates right now believe that because the rent they have been paying has been going to the county government, that somehow when they come, they cede the land, yes?
Right.
Because the land is ours.
Yeah.
We have given the land to the developer.
Right.
We expect that we will be given priority. We will get to a tenant purchase scheme to be able to buy these houses.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing of the sort happened in Buxton, resulting in the spectre we see there today,
right.
that none of the original tenants there are able to afford these houses that are called affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
So when the people of Woodley in Kibera, the people of Jericho Lumumba, come to see their senator and say, Senator, all we want our governor to do is to listen to us.
Mm.
My job is to make sure that he listens to the people of those estates.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So that Buxton does not repeat itself on the magnitude of 13 city estates. Mm-hmm. So all he needs to do is to listen to the people. These people are asking basic questions. Mm-hmm. I currently live in a two-bedroom house. It has running water and so forth. It has space enough. When you build, what houses are you building? When can I expect to receive my house? Mm-hmm. The rent that my parents have been paying since 1970, will it be taken into account? And when he came before the committee, he himself said that he is going to give those houses for free. He is on record. You know, Parliament is a house of record. So if he turns the way UDA people turn, we will be there no matter what, the way Gabriel Oguda says. We will be there to remind him that this is wrong.
Yes.
So we want for us to do our job as a senator. I fight for resources.
Right.
I give him the resources. Right. I follow the resources to ensure that they are being utilized for what they were supposed to do. You have spoken about infrastructure. I have a list of over 30 roads that have stalled. Construction has stalled. Mm-hmm. Contractors are running away. People in estates call me every day. You know, my brother.
Mm.
If everybody does their job, this is why I was saying I'm overworked.
Yeah.
Everybody should just do their job. It is not my job to follow people around to do what they were elected to do. And we're all elected by the same people, you know. So if I have done my role, I've done my job, I'll be very happy. Like I was happy when I went to inspect Dandora Stadium. Yeah, I can see that there is a stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah, the community is just asking, hey, sasa hii mradi iko kwetu, how can we benefit? If we wanted to play on this surface, our teams to train here, how do we, we get some shops inside if the fans are coming?
Right.
We can set up a fan zone. The community wants to understand how they benefit.
Right.
So I call the CEC for sports and tell her, have you had a conversation with the community?
Exactly.
Yeah, just talk to people. I don't understand why these guys are afraid of the people.
And that actually leads us to some of the questions that are coming in. There's someone who's asking, what other ways do ordinary citizens have since public opinion is being disregarded?
Yeah, now you see, this is the problem we have in the country. Mm-hmm. Like this finance bill, the Finance Act that is currently in place, they did what we call cosmetic public participation. Because none of the views of the people was actually incorporated in the final document. If you remember the sort of input, the memoranda that was sent to the Budget Committee of the National Assembly, 98%, everybody from the public, civil service, NGOs, manufacturers, everybody, including the church, they came and told them that the proposals you are making are going to have a negative impact. Would you believe it, Makbul, a member of the National Assembly who voted yes on those finances, suddenly realizes that it is affecting his avocado farmer somewhere in Mount Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
And because he goes there and the people make noise at him, suddenly the deputy president has the audacity to say, oh, finally we see that there was a problem with this bill. Listen to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people are always right. They know what is for them and what is not for them.
Indeed.
So unfortunately, you see, if our system of checks and balances was working properly, our courts have also been very good for us in terms of if you take a bill before them that did not incorporate the views of the public, they always strike it out. They strike it out for lack of public participation. And even if you try cosmetic public participation that does not incorporate the views of the people, they usually stop it. This is why we fight for independence of these institutions. We tell Martha Koome, don't go for meetings at State House. That is not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
We tell the president, stop emasculating Parliament, because those checks and balances are important. If somehow the feedback of the people is not inputted in Parliament, you can run to court.
Mm-hmm.
Makbul, if it were not for our courts, if it were not for ODM making noise about the deployment of police to Haiti,
Indeed. It
bought our police officers crucial time for the people of Haiti themselves to throw out that prime minister who was signing agreements here with Ruto. If imagine if that had not happened.
Right.
And our police officers found themselves in Haiti when that guy who was supposed to coordinate their work there, the prime minister, was thrown out. Imagine if they had been in Haiti during the time when this guy resigned. What would have happened? What do you think Ruto would have said? What would he have said? Who would be responsible? How do you sign an agreement with somebody who has no mandate? My brothers. You know, anyway. But the point I'm making is this.
Right.
We need all these institutions to work. These institutions of democracy are critical.
Right.
It is not for me. We will be here and we will be gone.
We're circling back to the fact that everyone needs to do their job.
Absolutely. And you must respect the independence of these arms. Let the executive make proposals. Let parliament debate them objectively.
Right.
And we incorporate what the constitution says, including listening to the public.
Yeah.
So, and then the judiciary will. We look at everything and see if it was done properly. You
just understand? Before we go into the business news, someone, you touched on this earlier on about the Tomboya Hall, but someone was asking about the Tomboya Hall that is being demolished and land grabbed.
Yes. The Tomboya Hall was sold in 2019 to KANU. Just after the election, and that was the then governor, Sonko. And KANU sold that ball to some, that hall to some developer. I have seen the lease document. The lease document usually have conditions of lease. The conditions of the lease were that that property would always remain a social hall, and it would not be transferred because it was the county government holds all this land as a trustee of the people. Now, we will go back to those approvals I spoke about.
Right.
The conditions of the lease for Tomboya Hall were that it could not, the user would not be changed without approval of the county government. The county government exists. You know who they are. The governor was here. Mm-hmm. You should ask him, under what circumstances was approval granted for this transfer? Mm-hmm. It's that simple. Yeah, everybody must be responsible for the work that they've been given.
We actually agreed with the governor that we're going to have a month. Please sit down.
How is that going to help?
No, so that we can answer some
Where
of those
is
questions.
He getting time to come to Capital FM? He doesn't even come before committees of parliament. We find him the other day. He's lying to you. Unless you are his friend and he feels his environment is a bit more friendlier. If Sakaja does not come before committees, we have written him letters 6 times.
Right.
But Capital FM, but maybe because there's... Unajua hii ni mall. Kuna sherehe. Anapenda sherehe.
Hey.
Yeah, uwe atakuja.
So as we wrap up,
yes.
let's just because I know you have a meeting,
yes,
and you know we need to let you go because there are a lot of questions and we can't.
Yeah, but prioritize the people. You know, our watu ndio wanakulipa mshahara.
Kabisa. Yeah. But we also have to talk about party politics as well.
Let's go.
As the former Prime Minister, of course, Right Honourable Raila Odinga, eyeing an AU job.
Yeah.
There are internal wrangles going on as we gear up for, of course, next month's grassroots election, so to speak. Anything you have to say about that?
First, there are no internal wrangles. Where, Makbul? You know, even you.
Mimi nasoma kwa magazeti.
That's
nasema.
What I'm telling you. Yes. Achana magazeti.
Eh.
I'm the SG of the party.
Mm-hmm.
There are no wrangles in ODM. There are people who are hoping to bait us into wrangling.
Mm-hmm.
ODM is the most united political party at the moment because everybody in the party understands that Raila has traveled before. It's like your dad going for a trip.
Right.
Yeah, you don't start dividing his property.
Right.
No. the guy is going for an assignment here in Addis.
Yeah.
Addis is and 2 hours away from here.
Right.
Number two, we have technology. Did you know that during COVID, ODM used to do its meetings on Zoom because the party has to continue running? So it's not different now that Baba is going to the AU. But of course, for us as a party, we have wished him well.
Right.
We know that he's up to the task. It has been hilarious listening to some people. I heard your friend saying he's the one going to carry Baba's bags across Africa when he's looking for his vote.
Which friend is this?
Your friend Sakaja. Uh-huh. Tell him we don't have a shortage of people to carry Baba's bags. Do the job that the people of Nairobi gave you. Instead of carrying Baba bags, go and get the garbage from Kawangware from the road. And number two, Makbul, you know it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Somebody who has never asked for Baba's votes here in Nairobi or in his village. Hajawahi ombea Baba kura 2013, 2017, 2022. Hujawahi ingia huruma useme, mimi naona Baba anatosha. Ama wende Ngara useme, I see Baba is fit.
Yes.
That is the person who's telling us, you will go and speak to African presidents to vote for Baba.
Indeed.
Are you mad? Bro, just do the job that you were given to do. For us in ODM, there is no squabbling. Because ODM understands the hierarchy, the structure of the party. As SG of ODM, I have four bosses.
Mm-hmm.
Four bosses. Two deputy party leaders, one party leader, and the biggest boss of all, members of a party. If you look at the structure, the constitution of ODM, it says the membership of the party is supreme.
Right.
And I want to disclose on your show that it actually breaks Baba's heart when he hears people saying, without him, the party will collapse. Because Baba has worked so hard over a period of almost 20 years, ODM is almost 20 years, to build an institution, I was speaking to my sister here, your cameraman. Mm-hmm. She happens to be the daughter of the late Narok ODM chair, Ole Nampaso, from Narok West. So you can imagine how networked this party is. Even in your village, Makbul, I can tell you who the chairman of ODM there is.
Who?
So there are leadership. I don't know your village. Do you come from a village, first of all?
Kwale.
Kwale is not a village, but Kwale is a county. Tiwi.
Hey.
Sasa Tiwi, ndakutumia number ya chairman.
Okay.
Ukitoka hapa, ukitoka hapa sahi, Tiwi Beach, nikutumia number ya chairman wa Tiwi.
Hey.
So that it is an institution that has leaders from the grassroots all the way up.
Right.
And he himself has said that it would be very unfortunate if the party does not outlive him because he has built leaders. We have deputy party leaders, we have chairmen, we have 15 governors, we have almost 100 plus members of parliament, we have 500 MCAs elected across the country.
So why are we having this succession discussion?
This is a story that is inserted in the media by the media themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, oh, there's a wrangle. Because a wrangle is like a pregnancy, you can't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a if there's a fight in a party, we have seen fights in the party, like in Jubilee there's a fight. But where have you seen this fight in ODM? So me, I want to, first of all, reach out to all the leaders in ODM. You are being baited. You know, me, I've been SG now. This is my eighth year. And I have worked very closely with the media. I know Kina Irene, your field reporters.
Yes.
Sikuizi nasikia kisoma news kwa Kiswahili. Hapa, I'm very impressed with Swahili.
Indeed.
Irene knows me personally.
Yeah.
I work with all these reporters. And I know what they usually do. Sometimes they will find you walking out of the chamber. Wakueke microphone na camera kwa uso.
Uh-huh.
Sifuna, uh-huh. Makbula said you are the biggest fool. What is your response?
Uh-huh.
That time, you have not seen the clip from Makbul.
You just respond.
You just respond.
Uh-huh.
And now, you are the one now lending credence to the fight. Immediately now, they have you on camera saying, Makbul is a bigger fool than me. Now they come and show you the video and tell you, Sifuna has insulted you. What do you say? That is how media operates. Controversy sells. Fight sell. In fact, I really pity Baba because it's like four out of the seven newspapers we get every week.
Yeah.
The headlines are reserved for Raila and ODM.
Right.
Yeah. So every day we wake up and you see ODM on the decline. In fact, even when the data does not support it, we grew our numbers in the 2022 election.
Yeah.
We got more members of parliament. We got more MCAs than in 2013, 2017. Nobody reports on positive stories.
Mm.
They will say, oh, ODM is finished. They are factions. And then in the morning I wake up and they have put my face in one of the factions.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro. And they don't even speak to me. We issued a statement saying, as SG of ODM, I'm the most available party official in this country.
Yeah.
And it is because ODM is a publicly funded political party.
Right.
The public, even if you're not a member of ODM, you have a right to ask me questions because your taxes run ODM.
Right.
So I am available. If you have any evidence of a wrangle, I am here.
But there's an article actually which says the war is said to be the center of the Orange Party's decision to discipline Suna East MP Junet Mohammed. And sources say there has also been a push to extend a show cause letter to former Mombasa Governor Hassan Joho.
Now, that is a rumor because Sifuna, as the Secretary General, is the one who issues correspondence on behalf of all the party organs. There is no organ that has issued any communication regarding disciplinary process for any person. So these are things that are created and fabricated in the media. As they say, the agenda must agenda. Mtu anaamuka tu anasema, hii gazeti leo lazima iuze. And in fact, you know, these people in the media are my friends.
Uh-huh.
See, ati nataka kuwachomea. But they call me and say, bana, Sifuna, without a quote from you, this story is... Nekapia, bro, there is no quote because the basis of your story is not factual.
Mm.
It is not factual that this is a wrangle. So what do you want me to say? If you see a story like that one you're referring to,
mm-hmm.
who is it quoting?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it quoting? As the spokesman of a party, do you see my name there?
Mm-mm.
There is no name because when it is a factual matter and we are a transparent party, we have a responsibility to answer questions that come from the public because, as I said, we are run by taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. So these things in the newspaper sometimes are fed into, like this story at the in the Star today. I don't want to show your... Okay, they can't see. These are listeners. So I'll just show you. You see, if you see such a headline, this is a paid for. This is a paid promotion. The Star should write here, paid promotion. The way we write on Nini, paid partnership.
Yes.
The way we write on Instagram. That's not news. They have fabricated a story to achieve a certain end.
My brother, we shall go on and on and on and on with our discussions, and they will never end. Can I say thank you for very, very
Asante.
Much for gracing for us this morning. Eh?
Asante for having me anytime. I think ni vile mumehamia Kiambu sasa.
Mimi niliambiwa one every month na governor, and he promised me.
Hiyo ni uongo.
Wewe utani promise kila mwezi ukuja hapa tuzungumze.
Mimi sisemangi uongo. There is no way I can be available every month to talk. I am busy. That's for people who are idle. Ni kama ana kazi ya kufanya. There is no way you can be available every month to talk to one radio station. Do you know? By the way, people
but
think...
But you're talking to the people,
listen,
not a radio station.
People think that I am on Citizen every week. Yes. I am not. I do my show once every 3 months. And people don't believe it.
Quarterly.
Because you can't just have things to say every day. It's not possible.
Right.
And you also allow the platform to be utilized by other people. And I have work to do. I have work to do. Today, I told you when we began here, I thought that today was my off day.
Yeah.
I've just been called by the Public Accounts Committee saying we have the Busia County government coming. So I have to go home and change into...
official attire.
Official attire. And then rush to work.
Brother, thank you.
And it's good to see you back. Please, don't be like government.
Yes.
Take the views of stakeholders.
Madije
public
warudi.
Participation. Tunataka madije warudi capital. Wache kutufinya ba.